We're going to do a few things quickly first. Report. Everybody should have got a lot of information today. We have a report and an audit. Listings. Everybody should have got a copy from the controller's office. Okay. Every ways and means person received one.
Do you have a copy?
Yes.
Don, do you have
other copies?
Don, do you have
copies? Of the auditor's report?
Yes. And maybe you can circulate. I mean, I think it'd be valuable to circulate to me electronically anyway to the full legislature.
I don't have
it's not going to help today.
Could
you get somebody to
make it? No, it's not.
Yes. All right, let's go. Secondly, we have a time and attendance report that we asked for, at least I asked for. The only thing, controller, I would like what you asked for your department, the departments that give you. That same format. This is completely different than what you they submit to you. All right.
Can you repeat that? I need to.
We got a time and attendance list. This is a list that we received from the controller's office today. Mm-hmm. Basically, what I'm asked for is the same time sheet that every department head gives him.
Wait a minute. I think it's going my finger.
What's that?
What would go the controller certifying payroll? And Elliot, if you don't mind, the departments keep their own timesheets.
Right. Yeah, so we want the timesheets.
My department doesn't have timesheets. We use the biometric system of the county.
Okay. So what does he use?
That's for the controller. I would think he has a.
That's your internal.
There you go.
And that's a daily.
A weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we asked for a daily, so if you can kindly provide us with the daily.
No.
I see that, right. Okay. All right. And then secondly, we got a letter from Mr. Areola today. Everybody has a copy on Ways and Means, basically expressing that we would not act on resolutions that are before us tonight. He says he disagreed with some of the positions stated, and he does respect the motivators behind many of our concerns, including those of the chairman. I'm glad he knows what my motives are. He considers to be valid policy considerations, which the committee and the full legislature should vigorously debate and should reflect in policies going forward, which apply to all county units. He suggested it went too far and would hurt our ability to properly serve the people of Ulster County. I believe our two units of government can do better. I would welcome an opportunity to build relationships, reflect your concerns going forward, and support your efforts to serve your constituents as well. Thank you for considering my comments. Basically, I will address that. I have addressed that through our meetings. I will address it in great detail tonight if on the floor. And we took all the considerations in. We had an open discussion regarding every resolution that we had before us, we voted on it. I don't think anyone was slighted in any way. So, in saying that, the majority is going to rule, and we'll see where it goes tonight. We as a legislative body did take some action. We can justify our actions very clearly, and like I said, I will make it very clear on the floor tonight. So, saying those three things, anyone want to comment on any of those three things?
Nope.
All right. Secondly, or thirdly, fourthly, whatever it might be, we have the sheriff here. I think the sheriff is going to... Where's the sheriff? Oh, we don't have the sheriff.
He's still here. Here
he
is. Car.
He's searching my car right now.
Sheriff?
In violation of the fire code.
Yeah, really.
Sheriff, this...
I think you started moving people.
Sheriff, this question has come up. We have discussed it in great length regarding actually doing your particular duty at the DSS building. You instituted an area where you were checking for warrants. There's been a lot of discussion. A lot of discussions cannot be openly discussed. But I think at this time, I think you want to make a statement that's going to be very... helpful to the county in many different ways. So in saying that, the floor is yours.
A statement and a request, I guess. But first of all, we're not just checking for warrants. Our number one priority is the security of the building, the security of the staff, which are mostly women. That was our number one priority, has been for over 20 years. Finally, we get the approval to up security a little bit, and it drew this big response. I'm not looking for an issue with the legislature. The legislature, I'm here over 38 years, historically, the legislature has been good to the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office, in return, at least the last 8 years I've been here, has been good for the legislature, and I don't want to hamper that. So with that said, I am willing to suspend it, reevaluate policy procedures, get some other opinions on it. But in order to do that, I don't want to see the resolution or the amendments go to the floor. I need something back for that. I don't want it to go into contingency. You can trust me when I say, if I say we're going to suspend it, we're going to suspend it. So that's where I stand on this issue right now.
The only thing is, you know, we do have one amendment before us. We haven't voted on it. We have taken the liberty to wait till we hear from you today, which we are hearing from you. That would be the will of this committee, what they want to do with it. I know Tracy has some concerns. She instituted that resolution, and Tracy has some question, I take it.
Yeah, I do take you at your word, and my concern is that right now your word is suspend, and I want it permanently suspended, which, I mean, we could be talking about two different things. I want it ceased, not just suspension could be suspended until it's reviewed. I mean, just 10 minutes ago, you said you'd like to institute it in all the buildings. So unless I have an assurance that it's going to permanently cease with your consent, for me, this amendment is a means of ensuring that that's going to happen.
Tracy,
so I need to be certain. I need to be certain.
We will be certain. I will verify this.
I can't just take people's
listen
word.
Listen to me, please. His word is good as any sheriff in Ulster County.
But he just said he wants to suspend it. we're talking about...
Listen, all right, hold on. We have... There is an agreement that's in place that ends December 31st. We as a legislative body have authority, and correct me, any two lawyers, three lawyers, four lawyers that are by me, that we can alter that or change that agreement by the end of the year.
I have to beg to differ on that. I think you can set a policy.
We can set a policy. Okay.
But I think that agreement has to come through the executive branch of government.
Okay. So in saying that, we as a legislative body have authority to set a policy between now and the end of the year regarding what we like to be done regarding that particular issue. All right? If we set that, majority of people in this legislative body set that policy, whatever it might be, to suspend it, then Tracy, it will be...
To cease it.
To cease it.
Terminate it.
Terminate it. Whatever. Terminate it. Cease it. No more. If the majority of votes on the legislative body says that, then that would be our policy. Now, if B is telling me that is a decision by the county exec to not follow that policy.
No. She's saying the MOA is the
executive. He has to write the MOA.
Okay. But, all right, so if we're telling him we're setting a policy and he's going out and having an agreement,
The agreement would have to follow the policy.
Okay.
Right?
So we are directing him to follow the policy that we're setting.
That in many instances. Right.
Okay. So, Tracy, is that sufficient comfort to allow this to go without any amendments?
If what I'm hearing is that the policy terminates as of today until the 31st, and in that interim we amend the...
We set a policy. We set a policy. Dave, hold on, Dave, hold on. We set a policy between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. When they renegotiate or do a contract, the policy has been told to the county exec that we want that to be in the, not to be in part of the contract.
We set a policy. The MOA gets amended as necessary.
Not amended,
if
probably
required.
Written up again or whatever.
If required. But the MOA says that the sheriff's required to follow county policy. So if we set a policy, yes, then. Yeah. And if for some reason we're in a different place, then I would expect to see this amendment again. In July, I'll make an amendment to move the money.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Tracy, you got to pull your amendment? All right, put your amendment number, what was it?
17, 18, 19.
Well, that was, no, if it was 12, was it 12, 13?
No, we changed them.
So we did everything changed around, yeah.
You changed the numbers again?
Made it more, less confusing.
17, 18.
Except for her.
Okay. I'm putting my, I put my trust in you to the 31st and I'll pull it.
All right, Tracy? I'm
gonna,
yes. All right. Dave?
Well, it's brief. That memorandum of agreement was basically a set of policy without the legislature because it was put in effect without the legislature.
I believe
that
the policy.
Memorandum of agreement really set a policy in a sense.
This policy was put into effect in October,
they
so.
We changed the memorandum of agreement and the problem would be solved.
No,
whether we make the policy or not.
The agreement's been in place for 9 years. The policy began October 31st.
Listen, Dave, we can't go backwards. We're going here forward. So this is what we're going to set. And if everybody's agreeable to a policy being set,
yeah.
You're going to be following the policy.
Right.
Okay.
That's very simple.
Yes. And we're expecting MOA to
correct.
Reflect it.
All right.
The policy.
So who's going to work on a policy between now and the end of the year?
I will.
Yeah.
Ways and Means, or is it rules, or who?
We had six attorneys in here.
Yeah, I'll...
What is it?
Grab your attorney a minute.
Rule, okay, Lord, Mr. Chairman, apparently, Mr. Chairman, will you kindly direct the Rules Committee to start working on this with the help of all the attorneys that we have?
I think that's a brilliant idea, Mr. Chairman.
Just send the letter out tomorrow. Thank you. All right?
I know.
All right, so now resolution. Everybody happy? We're going to go through resolutions, 373.
Move it.
Move it. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
405, establishing a stabilization reserve fund of Ulster County. Section 6E, move. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 407, adoption.
Second.
Whoa. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 449, adopting Ulster County budget for fiscal year commencing January 1st and make appropriations for the conduct of business, county business.
Move it.
Second.
Now, that's without all the amendments.
We will make an amendment on the floor with the, hold on, I'll tell you exactly.
It's four.
But, shouldn't we vote on the amendments first before you vote on a budget?
We voted on all the amendments yesterday. We voted on all the amendments yesterday. And the only ones that were outstanding were Tracy's.
And she's I'm withdrawing 20.
And she's withdrawn.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I can speak to that if you want.
But let's not jump to conclusions here. The ones with the sheriff, she is pulling, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so the only one that's outstanding was Amendment 21 yesterday, which is today 20, okay? Which was taking money out of the line of the county attorney and putting into contingency. All right? And Tracy's going to talk about that right now.
Yes, I spoke to B, and she's here. I'm gonna withdraw that amendment. I called Don earlier in the day. I talked to B and I wish, and I apologize for not calling B prior to putting it in. This is a truncated process, and I talked to B about some of my concerns and that budget, and B shared with me some of what's coming up. And one suggestion that B made, which I think would be great, is meeting with the legislature as a whole to discuss ongoing litigation in detail, because I know we get these files that just say what the county's been served, but I think it'd be great for us to know a little bit more about what's going on and where we're at, what's our exposure level. And so be offered that. Obviously, it would have to be something in executive session, but it's something I feel like I would like to know about, and I think probably a lot of other legislators will. And
well,
so
Tracy,
I thank Thee for that.
Hold on, please. Please, hold on. Tracy, I think the most appropriate vehicle to handle that when they have their leadership meetings between the chairman, minority leader, majority leader, the county exec, they can get together and talk about.
But speaking to that, B told me.
Hold on, please.
B, and I don't want to speak for you sitting right here.
I'm available for this legislature at any point in time.
That happens to leadership, but the information doesn't always get down to rank and file. I don't hear about the details. So it makes, and that's not the county attorney's fault. That's a problem of communication within legislative
leadership.
All right,
so that's something that we as legislators should be more to tell our chairman what we want to see, how we want to see it, and I'm sure he'll accommodate us.
I would like to hear from, I'd be happy to hear from the county attorney a little update about what's going on. No one could articulate, I'm certain no one could articulate it better than the county attorney herself. And the,
she didn't talk that way last week, though.
The telephone conversation of the county attorney telling someone, then telling someone, and then telling someone in an executive session seems crazy to me. I would rather, if our county attorney is gracious enough to give us the time to actually give us these briefings occasionally, I thought it was an awesome suggestion, and I'm very grateful for it.
I did make the suggestion before. We had our conversation. Yeah. I've made it at other meetings. I am happy to meet with you in executive session, discuss the status of ongoing lawsuits, and, you know, just tell me when you want me there.
Thank you.
I mean, if I can just make a comment. One of the things that I've always had an issue with is that, okay, so we approve contracts over $50,000. And you go to outside counsel, we know it, if it's over $50,000. Rarely does it go over $50,000. Usually those contracts are for a certain amount and then extended for periods of time. I won't give you any examples. The other thing is litigation from our county attorney. Right now, there's nothing that says they have to tell us anything. Right, there's no threshold of money that you spend before you tell it that before we can approve.
Normally, a contract doesn't go over $50,000 for outside counsel unless it's a major lawsuit.
Right.
And when you walk into a lawsuit, there you don't have any clue as to what you're going to be spending at some point. The agreements that we enter into with outside counsel are agreements that are required under the Professional Code of Conduct, where it's a retainer letter, and they give us the hourly rate and what they're going to do. We go outside for bankruptcy, you know, issues. We go outside for issues that we may not have expertise in. But we go outside and we have conflict.
Right. That's the nature of those contracts. If you do have to expend more money, that contract is ended, let's say, not over $35,000, and you enter into a new contract for another $35,000, and we never find out. All of a sudden, there's $70,000 spent.
Well, B, let me interject here. When Tracy put this in yesterday, I had a resolution that everyone had a copy of yesterday regarding this same synopsis or same item that we're talking about. B is going to take the liberty and talk to Vicky and the attorneys regarding how we can do various things. Hopefully we can come up with a policy regarding that you're referring to, Carl. That, and also there was a travel policy that everyone had a copy of that we want to refine and put something implementing there regarding a policy. So hopefully those things will be done by the end of the year. And there again, I'm sure that would help this whole situation in one way or another. Yes, Jeanette.
Mr. Chairman, could we just go back, and I'm sorry I was a little slow doing this. When you named laws and rules to create the policy for the sheriff's office, I think Health and Social Services Committee should be involved in that.
Okay. I will ask the chairman to get them involved. I will ask the chairman to get them both involved, all right?
Yeah, I think it's very important.
Okay.
But I also want to be clear that the policy needs to apply to the count. It needs to be a county policy, not specific to the DSS building.
It will be a countywide policy, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this building's not. No. This
anytime
building as well.
Anytime you're doing tightened contract checks on anybody.
Not the law enforcement center.
Right.
I think you're opening yourself. Okay.
You're not getting another big conversation.
All right, let's go. Let's wait to see what the policy is before we do it.
Probation or the jail? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying this building. I'm saying UCAT or anywhere that you might end up having security at. There's other
discussion for the policy itself,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm saying that's not specific.
Mr. Chairman, please add,
Health and Social Services
Committee to that one regarding rules, regarding the policy.
So you want two committees?
Two committees, correct.
Okay.
Listen.
There's no reason for Paul to let anybody speak.
By no means.
Thank you.
He's more than welcome.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
His job's done for tonight.
And can I just add to that?
I'm sorry.
And the full legislator be advised when those committees are, because Even though I'm not on either one of those committees, I would like to go.
Me too.
They will be advertised.
Thank you.
And everybody's going to be welcome.
Thank you.
Good.
All right. So,
449.
What one? 449. All right, 449. We're going to do. We're going to have our amendments. I'm going to read each one as we go through, which were unanimous, which one the vote on each one of them on the different resolutions.
Do we
Why?
Have a copy of that?
You don't have a copy of this yet. No.
Okay.
All right. What? You have a copy of that?
Okay.
Right. You have a copy of this. That's part of your pack.
That has everything.
Right. That has everything in
there.
All right? And so that's got to be basically resolution 449 with the various amendments. Okay? We're going to do that on the floor. We already did this yesterday. Yes, Hector.
We will be taking 1 through 14 as a block. Is that correct? Our
we will take 1 through 16.
No.
14, I'm sorry. 14, yeah. 14. At the block, but we will designate what was the vote count on those.
Well, so, but 15 and 16, because the issue did not pass this committee, they don't normally make it to the floor.
They are not going to the floor unless somebody wants to bring them up to the floor,
there
correct.
So can we move 449 then, as amended with the removals of 17, 18, 19, and 20?
And 15,
withdraw.
And
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, yes.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to move 449 then, as amended, with the removal of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20.
I'll second.
Any discussion? We did this yesterday, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. 50, adopting Ulster County Capital Project for 2015-20.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, the other amendments were all been talked about on the bottom of our agenda today. Anything else? I want to thank you all for your help throughout this process. It was very interesting. I think we accomplished a lot. We had a lot of open discussions, and hopefully we have a budget that passes tonight.
And thank you for the meatballs.
No.
You pulled 20, right?
20 yeah.
20 is gone.
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll move second. To adjourn second. All in favor say aye. Thank
aye.
You.
Aye.
Aye.